I have Kenny Blumenfeld with me, as always, a senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, who has given pretty much hours and hours of time to Two Harbors over the years. So thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here. I feel like over the last 6 weeks, I've been giving the exact same minutes, you know.
Yeah.
I have to admit, one of our social media people working in a different division within the DNR kind of was asking, you know, how are you enjoying this winter, sort of to the broader public?
Yes.
And I guess my answer is, this is boring.
Yeah.
I feel like my face is pushed up to the window, you know, waiting for snow, and I keep falling asleep.
Yeah.
It has not been an exciting winter here. I mean, Gulf Coast, well, that's a whole other story.
Right. Right. And maybe today is more of the same. I mean, I will say your predictions have been pretty much on the mark. Like, January has been pretty cold, and we are getting little bits of snow here and there. We actually got, no one was even paying any attention, but we got a surprise 2 to 3 inches. I forget what night it was, but
so
it was enough
to go with that little snow burst.
Yeah, just, yeah, yeah, nice. Was it 2 nights ago? I can't even remember the day it was, but, and it blew so hard that I just assumed it was a dusting because the roads were still bare. But then when I went outside, it was between 0 and 6 inches. And I realized, oh, there really was some snow happening here, and
whoa,
people are out shoveling. So, you know, in Two Harbors right now, it's blue sky and bright white snow. So
yeah,
I have a hard time complaining about that.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy that, you know, at least the snowy parts of Minnesota should have some snow. Also, I don't know if anybody saw this, but, you know, we had a pretty cold weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure when this would have happened in the Two Harbors area. But for those of you who watch the weather closely, and I mean, like, you know, you go beyond the forecast, you kind of pay attention to how it looks and how it feels, too.
Right.
There was a really cool phenomenon that I don't think it even really has a name, but it's something that we observe with pretty, pretty toothy Arctic air masses.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes like this. The timing is always a little different. So the Arctic outbreak that we had last weekend was different in northern Minnesota than in southern Minnesota. And southern Minnesota is weird. The hardest hit came at the very end, and so we recovered right after it. Whereas, you know, temperatures fell pretty deeply below zero in northern and northeastern Minnesota, you know, much earlier than they did here in southern Minnesota. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a cold weekend, but on Monday, so this was MLK Day.
Right, yep.
On Monday morning here in southern Minnesota, we had, you know, the temperature had sort of bottomed out, and then it was plateauing and kind of lifting up a little bit, and then the final cold front came through. And I don't know if you've ever seen this, where as that cold front comes through, it gets kind of hazy, and the visibility drops down to maybe even a mile, mile and a half. It looks like it's snowing,
huh. But
you can kind of see over the low visibility because it's essentially a ground fog.
Hmm.
And it's a ground fog that's composed almost entirely of ice. There's no water droplets left in it, which is a normal fog. So it's an ice fog. And the reason it happens is because when these cold fronts come through, they drop the temperature. And if you drop the temperature but leave the amount of water vapor that's in the air
right. Constant,
the relative humidity shoots up.
Right.
And if you shoot that relative humidity up towards the condensation point, then you get spontaneous crystallization, and all of a sudden the air is filled with little snow-like crystals that actually reduce the visibility. And it tends to come in waves on the leading edge of an extremely cold air mass. And it was actually kind of cool to see it. It might have happened in northeast Minnesota on Sunday when that Arctic front that hit us on Monday down here came through. But that was really neat to see. It had been since, I think, 2019 since we'd observed that here. So that was kind of neat.
How long did it last?
On and off for the day. And, you know, so what's interesting about that is it's the first push. It's like the push of cold air. So imagine it was already cold. I mean, the temperatures were already below zero, but then they dropped like 6 or 7 degrees within 20 minutes. And for the next 6 hours, there were just these kind of like little, almost like squalls of fog, of ice fog. I mean, there were depositions of, you know, what looked like snow on cars and on sidewalks, but it was literally just the spontaneous ice crystals then being deposited onto the ground. There was no snow falling from the clouds.
Hmm.
Pretty neat effect. And then of course, after that, as the cold air really moves in, it's associated with high pressure. Everything clears out. And then we had our, you know, down here, it was Monday night was our coldest night of the cold air outbreak. Whereas in northern and northeastern Minnesota, that was mostly Sunday night. But
right.
Kind of neat to see it. I don't know if anyone got a chance to see something like that.
Well, I did not see that. But if that's more extreme, that wouldn't have been our little snowburst, would it have? Or that's just a different thing.
No. Yeah, I think your snowburst came through. This was really beautiful. National Weather Service office in Duluth was issuing the rare snow squall warnings. I love that. That was, I have my days mixed up, but I think it was on Wednesday, pretty good bursts of snow that basically crossed the Arrowhead and then went down through Duluth and then into northwest Wisconsin and kind of lingered there. They're dropping visibility down to, you know, quarter, half mile. And so that's pretty neat to see too, especially in a winter like this. There is some, I mean, aside from kind of the boring weather that we're experiencing now, they're actually, for the first time, and, you know, we've seen this movie before, but there is, right at the end of the month or the very beginning of February, both of the main long-range models, so the GFS model, that's the American one, and the European model, the one made in Europe, they both show kind of the same thing. For, you know, we haven't had a convergence of model forecasts like that in a while, and it's a system coming out of the southwest, which we haven't had. And it has a slug of moisture with it, which we also really haven't had, and on both models it's cold enough for snow. So this could be, you know, that gets us right into, well, we would know by the time we talk next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, we would know about that. It would either be on or approaching, or it will have, you know, shifted to the east as everything else is done. But there's, you know, we've talked and joked about how February in recent years has just become a much more wintry winter month than it had previously. It's no longer a winter doldrums month. It's actually, in many places, it's replaced March. It knocked March out of its standing. Huh. And so it's a snowier month in many stations than March is. And there are signs. Also, the La Nina has this sort of February signal over the long term where, for whatever reason, we have more winter impacts during February when there's a La Nina. There are signs. They are subtle. They are not strong. But there are signs that that could be the case this year, that we could get into a more wintry pattern. Saw some very optimistic talk from the Twin Cities Weather Service office, you know, saying, oh, this is, you know, we still have a decent chance of ending up above normal for snowfall. That might be fanciful, but it's just a reminder that a winter can still turn on a dime. I mean, we are kind of running out of time, but February, if February puts in a good performance, we'll be right back in it.
Interesting. So. Well, you know, the Bear Grease was moved to March. It was going to be next weekend, and it would be really something if next weekend is the time when we actually get our wallop of snow. That would be something. I think, you know, we won't think about it too hard for a while, but if it does happen, Kenny, we will remember that we heard it here first.
Okay. All right. What's great is I'm just a climatologist too. So nothing, my professional credibility doesn't even hang on this. It's like, did I screw up a forecast? Well, that's okay.
Right.
Did I get what, but you know, as a climatologist, I tell you about what already happened. And in that, you know, I've got a great track record. It's like, I'm always right.
Good. Well, we'll continue to hear not only about what happened, but we'll hear your pure speculation on what will happen as well. So maybe next week we'll have an exciting thing to talk about.
I hope so. I really do. I really hope that we have a statewide heavy snowstorm to talk about.
Oh, all right. Until next week. See ya.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you,
Have
Kenny.
A great weekend.
Yep.
Thanks, Katya.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right. It's the end of Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.